In downtown Beirut today, hundreds of thousands of people jammed the streets for the funeral of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. Members of the Lebanese opposition blame Syria for Hariri's death and, by association, the government. Hariri's family asked that no state officials from either country attend. Nicholas Blandford writes for the Christian Science Monitor in Beirut. He says today's funeral was a popular farewell to the former prime minister.
You had a lot of anger, a lot of tears, a lot of calls for Syria to leave Lebanon. And so it was highly politicized. But at the same time, there was this vast silent majority of Sunni Muslims, Shia Muslims, Druze, Christian Maronites. It had all come to the downtown center, which Hariri had helped rebuild, to really just to pay their respects to this giant figure in Lebanese political life.
He was 60 years old, and he resigned as prime minister in October. Could you tell us a little bit more about his legacy in Lebanon?
Yes, I think he's seen as Mr. Lebanon. People were saying that, you know, Hariri is too big for Lebanon, Lebanon is too small. And so his response to that would be, well, do we make Hariri small or do we make Lebanon bigger? And this really was his aim during the 1990s, to try and recapture the crown that was lost to places like Dubai in the Gulf, which took over as a sort of financial entrepot of the Middle East.
Once Hariri had stepped away from the office of prime minister, what influence, if any, did he have over the government?
Well, his influence over the government was really in the role of his de facto membership of the Lebanese opposition. He never formally came out and announced that he was siding with the opposition, but it was widely reported in the media in the days before his death that he was about to announce his formal membership of the Lebanese opposition and that he would be mobilizing the opposition for the forthcoming parliamentary elections, which was scheduled for May. And is being seen by many Lebanese as a referendum on the whole Syrian presence here.
It sounds like Hariri's funeral today was in part an expression of grief, but also an expression of public anger against Syria, with some calling for Syrian troops to pull out of the country, some even calling for revenge. How volatile is the situation right now in Beirut?
It's tense. I've lived in Lebanon for 10 years, and I haven't seen Beirut as tense as this before. That doesn't mean the whole thing is going to spill over into violence, but I think the tension largely arises from the uncertainty about the future. Hariri's departure leaves a big hole politically, but also economically. He was seen as the underpinning of the Lebanese economy, and people are very concerned that with Hariri gone, that the economy is going to worsen. It's in a fairly poor state as it is, and a huge public debt, some $40 billion. So people have been talking about a return possibly to the civil violence of 1975 to 1990, but I don't think that's very likely, not at this stage. Indeed, in fact, you know, the Lebanese have united in opposition to Syria, where the opposition was traditionally the Maronite Christians. They've now been joined by the Druze in the last 6 months, and now we saw a lot of Sunni Muslims out there today chanting also for Syria to leave.
Nicholas, thanks so much for talking to us.
You're welcome.
Nicholas Blandford writes for the Christian Science Monitor.